أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. So we are today at the end of the series of lectures on Tajweed. And tonight is the last lecture of this series that we started for the fourth time. I think the fourth time we started the Tajweed lectures, and tonight is, I think, the 11th lecture, which is the last one for Tajweed, how to learn reading the Holy Quran properly according to the rules. Today is the last lecture. In the previous lecture we were discussing about some exceptions in the Holy Quran where the rules that we learned were applying a bit differently or not applying. And continuation of the discussion, I will mention nine exceptions. Please add this into your list. This is from Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 69. This is one exception. This word is an exception. According to the law, as you have already learned, when the zamir, the pronoun, what is before the pronoun, in this case it's a ya. Whatever is before the pronoun is sakin. It doesn't have a fatha, dhamma, or kasra. In that this case, it has a jazm and sukoon. When the zamir, whatever is before the pronoun is not mutaharrik. It doesn't have a fatha, doesn't have a kasra, doesn't have a dhamma. You know, no fatha, no dhamma, and no kasra. Instead, it has a jazm, sukoon. In that case, the zamir is pronounced with like a kasra, you know, it will have a kasra under it, so we'll say fihi. But this is an exception, we won't pronounce it like a kasra. Instead, I wrote the small alif under the vamir, under the pronoun, which means there is a kasra plus a kasra, equal to two kasras in the stretch of the voice, that equals to one alif. That's why we write it like an alif under the pronoun, which means that it equals to two kasras in the stretch of the voice. So instead of saying it fihi, you say it fihi, fihi, equal to two kasras. It's against the law, but that's an exception. That's what we are discussing at the end. These are exceptions. According to the law, we call it ishba', qa'idatul ishba', the law of stretching. Will apply here, although it is not supposed to apply, because what is before the zamir doesn't have a fatha or dhamma or kasra, it's not supposed to apply, but still it's an exception. So we will pronounce the zamir, the pronoun, with ishba. That means we'll stretch the voice of the kasra and make it equal to two kasras, that equals to one alif. That's how we'll pronounce it. Fihi, fihi. The second exception in the list is the word majrayha, a very typical word of the Holy Quran. Lots of people make mistakes about when it comes to this word. A lot, you'll find some people making mistakes. This is from 1141, for those of you who want to write down the reference. So here, when you open up the Quran, this is how you'll find it written in the Quran. Okay? That's how you'll find written in the Quran. But we will apply the rule of Qa'idatul Imala. Al-Imala means twisting the voice. And this is Al-Imalatul Kubra. This is an example. This is the only example of Al-Imalatul Kubra, the bigger twist of the voice in the entire Quran. You don't find any second example. That is the only example in the entire Quran. So how we do the imala, how do we twist? We twist the voice of alif towards the ya. So instead of pronouncing it majraha, we pronounce it as majraha. Bismillah majraha wa mursaha. Okay? Bismillah majraha. We twist the alif towards the ya, and that's what we call qa'idatul imala. That's the second exception. The third exception in the Holy Quran is the word dha'fan. Dha'fan, and this is the reference. For those of you who want to write down the reference. So here it is. It is permissible to read it in two ways. You can read it dha'fan, and you can also read it at dha'fan. So two ways are permissible. Fathu al-dhad and dhamm of the dhad. Fatha al-dhamma. Fourth exception that you should remember is bits and ism. This is from 49.11. Here, what we do is that you transfer the kasra which was on this hamza. There is a hamza. The kasra was under the hamza. But you transfer the kasra from the hamza to the lam. So you read bi'salism. Bi'salism. Instead of saying bi'salism. That will be wrong. If you read it according to the law, you say, according to the regular pronunciation, bi'salism. That will be wrong. You have to say it bi'salism. So we transfer the kasra from the hamza to the previous lam. And this is called nafl and hazf. Okay, the fifth exception is the word al-mufaytarun. Surah Tur, verse 37. It's permissible in this verse that you can read it either with a sad, like I wrote, or with a seen. That's both ways it's permissible. Number sixth is La ta'manna, La ta'manna. And this is in 12.11. This is the example of Ishmam. Ishmam, the law of Ishmam says that, so basically, according to this, when you are pronouncing this noon, you have to make your lips show as if you are pronouncing a vamma, although you are not pronouncing a vamma because it doesn't have a vamma here. But you have to make your lips as if you are pronouncing a vamma, because our scholars say, actually, grammatically speaking, the word used to have a vamma in the past. So, it was like this in the past, la ta'manu na, but then we merged this na into this word, so that's how it ended up with. So this dhamma has to be expressed through your lips. You don't pronounce it, but you express it with your lips. Okay. And then seventh one is Balrana. That is from 83.14. And that's where according to the law, the lamb should not be pronounced, and we should put a shad, a sign of shad here on the ra, and pronounce the ra as mushaddada with the tashdeed and shad on it. So we should have done barrana, but we don't do that. Instead we read it like this, balrana. And also this is the only place in the Quran where we do like this. There's no idgham taking place. We are not doing the idgham of this lam into this ra. We are leaving the lam alone, just leaving it like that and pronouncing those words separately. So, without idgham. It never happens, but this is the only place in Quran where it is happening, and we have to pronounce it like this. Balrana, instead of saying barrana. That's another exception. And then we have Irkab Ma'ana, number 8. So here, Ba is usually not subjected to idgham. We don't merge it into the mean. But in this ayat, which is from 11:42, that's an exception. What we do exceptionally is that we will merge the ba into the next mean, and that's why we write down the alamat and sign of shad on it, because we are applying the law of idgham and merging it. So we will use it, say that irkab ma'ana, irkab ma'ana. Okay? And the ninth and the last one is about the word al-khair, when you find it, or at-tayr. Al-khair or at-tayr or ghair. Here, the ra was supposed to be pronounced with tafkheen, with a fuller voice, but instead we don't apply the law of tafkheen. Instead we apply the law of tarqiq. So we pronounce the ra with a thinner voice, instead of pronouncing it with a thicker voice and applying the law of tafkheen. We applied the law of tarqiq. Okay? That is the last and the ninth exception. Bismillahi majrayha, majrayha wa mursaha. This is what Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had said. Basically, Hazrat Nuh was controlling his boat with the name of Allah. Bismillahi majrayha wa mursaha. Now, at the end, we should remember that the Qurra, that means the reciters, the famous reciters of the history. Reciters of the Holy Quran are 7, Al-Qur'a Sab'a, that's how we say. Some have 10, but the famous ones are 7. And I would like to mention to you so you know the list. These are the famous qaris of the history who are relied upon what they have said about the teachings of Ilm al-Tajweed. These are the sources for those of you who are interested. this is the one that we rely upon. The Isna Asharis rely upon Asim al-Kufi. He was from Kufa. And he learned the knowledge of Tajweed from Abdullah al-Sulami. And Abdullah al-Sulami is the one who learned it from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam directly. So this is the source of Ilm al-Tajweed on our side. If somebody asks you, whose laws are you practicing in Ilm al-Tajweed? The answer is, we follow Asim al-Kufi, who learned it from Amir al-Mu'mineen through one source. Okay? So this is the most famous Qari in which we are relying upon. So each of those seven Qaris have two narrations, two different Ravis narrating their narrations. So you multiply seven into two, so that's where you end up having 14 riwayat in total. So in total there are 14 narrations from these seven Qaris, and we rely on the riwayat of Hafs anil Asim. Hafs was another narrator who narrated this from Asim, and Asim narrated from Abdullah Sulaymin, and he narrated from Amir Mumin. So this is the riwayat that we are following. Like I said, there are two narrators. So we follow the narrator of who was Hafs. So Hafs anil Asim, that's how the narration is mentioned. So we rely on the narration of Hafs anil Asim. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.